breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Nederlandse Quicker Hans G. AKC Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front and Side. Bite. Scissor or Level. Official Standard for the Nederlandse Quicker Hans G. General Appearance. The Nederlandse Quicker Hans G is a harmoniously built orange-red party-colored small sporting dog of almost square body proportions. He moves with his head held high. In action, the well-feathered waving tail is carried level with, or above the top line. The ears may have black hair at the tips, the so-called earrings. The dog is presented with a natural, untrimmed coat. Visible scissoring or grooming, except for neatening the feet, is to be severely penalized. Size proportion, substance, size, ideal height at the withers, males 16 inches, females 15 inches. Disqualification 1.5 inches under the ideal height after 1 year of age or 1.5 inches above the ideal height at any age. Proportion skull and muzzle are of about equal length. The length of the body from the point of the shoulder, at the scapula/humerus, to the point of the buttocks should be slightly longer than the height at the withers. Length of forelegs from ground to elbow should be equal to depth of body from elbow to withers. Substance strong. Bone, but not heavy. Head, the head is of moderate length, fitting in with the general appearance, clean cut, with flowing lines. Eyes almond-shaped, dark brown with a friendly, alert expression. Ears medium size, set above eye level but always lower than the top of the skull. The ears are carried close to the cheeks without a fold. Ear leather should easily reach the inner corner of the eye. Well feathered. Black hair tips, earrings, are highly desirable. Skull sufficiently broad, moderately rounded. Stop seen in profile clearly visible but not too deep. Muzzle should be a blunt wedge seen from above or in profile, not too deep, nor tapering too much. Well filled under the eye, creating a smooth transition from muzzle to skull. Planes, muzzle and skull, straight muzzle, almost parallel planes. Nose black and well developed. Lips preferably well pigmented, close fitting and not pendulous. Bite scissors bite. Complete dentition preferable. Level bite acceptable, but less desirable. Neck top line, body, neck medium length to balance body, clean cut and strongly muscled. Top line smooth level line from the withers to hip bones with a slightly rounded croup. Chest reaching to the elbows with moderate spring of ribs. Underline slight tuck up towards the loin. Back strong and straight, rather short. Loin short and broad, strongly muscled. Tail set on so as to follow the top line of the body. Well feathered with a white plume. The last vertebra should reach the hock joint. When gating, carried level with the top line, with an upward curve or almost straight up. Not curling with a ring or circling over the back. When standing, the tail may be held downward. Forequarters, shoulders, shoulder moderately angled in order to create a flowing line from neck to back. Upper arm moderately angled to match lay back of shoulder blade, which is of equal length. Forechest prosternum point of forechest should be slightly protruding beyond the point of the shoulder. Elbow close to the body. Legs straight and parallel, strong bone of sufficient density and length. Pasterns strong and slightly oblique. 4 feet small, slightly oval, compact, toes pointing forward. Hindquarters, angulation moderately angulated, to match forequarters. Seen from the rear, straight and parallel. Legs strong bone. Upper thigh well muscled. Second thigh length equal to upper thigh. Hock joint well let down. Hind feet small, oval, compact, toes pointing forward. Of medium length, close lying. Maybe slightly wavy or straight, but never curly or open. Soft, but with enough texture to be weather resistant. Functional undercoat. Front leg should have moderate feathering reaching to the pastern joints. Hind leg should have fairly long feathered breeches. No feathering below the hock joints. The coat on the head, the front part of the legs and the feet should be short. Sufficiently feathered on the underside of the tail. Longer hair on throat and hair, coat. Forechest. Earrings, long feathered black hair tips, are highly desirable. Color, distinct patches of clear orange-red on pure white are ideal. A few small spots on the legs or muzzle are acceptable. Chest, belly, and the majority of the legs and tail should be white. Orange-red color should predominate on the head and torso and may be present as a mantle or blanket, but is less desirable than distinct patches. Some black hair intermingling with the orange-red color and a slight form of ticking are acceptable, but less desirable. A black tail ring where the color changes from orange-red to white on the tail is permitted. Coloring on the head, a clearly visible white blaze running down to the nose. There should be coloring on the cheeks, ideally ending at the corners of the mouth, and around the eyes. A blaze that is too narrow or too wide or only partly colored cheeks is less desirable. Color should be a consideration only when all else between two dogs is equal. Disqualification: color that is black and white or tricolor. Gait should be flowing and light-footed, with moderate reach and drive. Limbs parallel. Temperament: lively and agile, self-confident and with sufficient perseverance and stamina. Good-natured and alert, however not noisy. The breed is faithful, easygoing and friendly to his owners and can be a bit reserved with strangers. When not luring ducks into elaborate man-made traps, the dog is expected to find and kill vermin and to alert his family to strangers on the property. Hence he needs to be keen, swift and tough. He is a true sporting dog, being attentive and energetic and having a zest for working and with a cheerful character. Faults: any departure from the foregoing points should be considered a fault, and the seriousness with which the fault should be regarded should be in exact proportion to its degree and the functional health and welfare of the dog and on its ability to perform its traditional work. Ears too small. Ears half erect, flying ears. Tail that is too curled. Hackney gait. Curly or silky hair. Open coat. Color that is heavily interspersed with black hairs and the orange-red patches. Too much ticking. Severe faults, anxious behavior. Distinctly low on legs, out of proportion. Blue or yellow eyes. Undershot or overshot bite. Tail too short, vertebrae not reaching hock joint. White color on ears, partly or completely. White hair around eyes, one or both. Disqualifications: 1.5 inches under the ideal height after 1 year of age or 1.5 inches above the ideal height at any age. Color that is black and white or tricolor. Approved February 10, 2017. Effective April 1, 2017. Adopted by the membership November 23, 2019.